Alex, I'm excited to play basketball with the guys this weekend.
I am too, Matt. But have you checked the weather forecast?
I have. There's a good chance of rain on Saturday.
Do you think that we should cancel?
Not yet. We can keep an eye on the weather and decide later.
But let's not wait until the last minute.
I guess we could plan another event in case the weather is bad.
And we could schedule our basketball game for another time.
Yes, but first we should ask the others what they want to do.
All right, I can do that. So, you'll keep checking the weather?
Yes, and I don't want to cancel. We can play rain or shine.
Summer is a great time to be outside. But if you plan an event outside, you should check the weather forecast. Some days may be too hot or too rainy. For example, you plan to play basketball with your friends one afternoon. If there's a good chance of rain, you might need to cancel or schedule another game. You should keep an eye on the weather before you decide. And before you cancel, check with everyone in case some want to play rain or shine. Hello, everyone. It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. So glad you could join us today. Today's topic is time.
And the title of our lesson is, Let's Do It Later.
So, what happened yesterday, Peter?
Well, we had two friends that wanted to see a movie. But then something sudden happened, and they couldn't see the movie. But it's okay. They found another time to see this movie.
It's really important to learn how to talk about times and making plans.
It is especially important to learn how to reschedule, too. That's when you need to find a new time to do something.
I bet that will happen today.
Well, are you so sure?
Well, we did talk about rain today in the Read It. Rain and other weather can change our plans.
Well, that is true, Pauline. If you want to plan something outside, you should plan for the weather as well.
That's right. When I go on trips, I'm always checking the weather to see what kind of clothes I should bring and if I can do all the activities I want to do.
That's right. Plan for the weather. Maybe bring umbrellas. Or maybe you need to plan another event just in case you can't do the first thing that you want to do.
We call that a backup plan. So your first plan is the thing you really want to do, like I want to go snorkeling. But if the weather isn't good, my backup plan is to go to a museum.
Hey, very good. And I'm sure that's going to happen today. But first, we need to learn our key words. So let's go to our teacher, Jack, to learn them.
Hello. 这个周末 Matt 和 Alex 要去打篮球，因为他们是在室外打球，所以 Matt 建议要想好另外一个方案，免得到时候天气不好必须取消。Maybe they can plan another event. 名词 event 就是活动或是比赛项目。Matt 说他已经查过气象报告了，周六还真的有可能会下雨耶。There is a good chance of rain. 名词 chance 在这里是可能性的意思。Alex 问他是不是应该要取消打球的计划。Do you think we should cancel? 动词 cancel 就是取消。Alex 觉得万一打不成的话可以安排下一次再打。We could schedule another game. 这里的 schedule 是动词安排预定的意思。所以呢，为了以防万一，先想好替代方案是最好的。Plan another event in case the weather is bad. 片语 in case 表示假使以防万一。
Alex, I'm excited to play basketball with the guys this weekend.
I am too, Matt. But have you checked the weather forecast?
I have. There's a good chance of rain on Saturday.
Do you think that we should cancel?
Not yet. We can keep an eye on the weather and decide later.
But let's not wait until the last minute.
Matt, Alex, and the other guys might play some basketball this weekend.
Yeah, might. I don't really think that is going to happen.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, Pauline. Well, let's take a look at it together.
Okay. Matt is excited to play basketball this weekend. So is Alex. But have you checked the weather forecast?
Check. When you go to look at something to see how it is, check the time. Should we leave now?
We check the weather forecast to see how the weather will be. A forecast talks about what might happen in the future.
I never check the weather forecast. I just look out the window, then dress for the day. The weather forecast is always wrong.
But Peter, aren't you the one that borrowed my umbrella last time it rained?
Oh, well, yes.
The last 3 times it rained?
Oh, yes.
You know, I am still waiting for you to return my umbrellas. You know, I might need to use it sometime.
Oh, right. Sorry about that. Okay, maybe it is helpful to check the weather forecast sometimes.
Yes, don't just wait until the last minute either.
Well, let's not wait until the last minute. Let's go now.
Peter, what are you talking about?
Let's not wait until the last minute. Let's go to today's
calendar phrase.
Let's not wait until the last minute.
Let's not wait until the last minute.
我们不要等到最后一刻才做。
Vroom, 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 vroom.
Hey, we should study for the big test.
Let's not wait until the last minute.
We should study hard.
Let's not wait until the last minute.
We should study now.
Let's not wait until the last minute.
The big test is tomorrow.
Oh no! We waited until the last minute. Oh well. Vroom, 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 vroom. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Let's not wait until the last minute.
Let's not wait until the last minute.
我们不要等到最后一刻才做。
That was a fun calendar phrase. But it doesn't sound like this weekend will be fun. The weather forecast says that there's a good chance of rain on Saturday.
When there is a good chance...It is likely to happen. When there is a bad chance, then it's not likely to happen.
Well, there's a good chance that Jack wants to talk about this sentence. Actually, he will talk about this sentence. Here he is now.
Matt 说他已经查过气象报告了，结果是 There's a good chance of rain on Saturday.名词 chance 是可能性、机会的意思，所以 a good chance 就表示很有可能。它常常被用来说天气。你可以说 There's a good chance of snow tomorrow. 明天很可能会下雪。如果明天很可能会出太阳，你就说 There's a good chance of sunshine tomorrow. 下午很可能会下一场雨，就说。There's a good chance of showers this afternoon. 这种说法很有意思。你学会了吗？
Thanks for the help, Jack. So it sounds like our friends might have to cancel their plans.
Oh, it is never fun to cancel your plans. This means you don't get to do it.
When we are on the computer, you will see the word cancel a lot. This means you don't want to do that action. You want to stop the action from happening.
So Alex asks James about this. Do you think that we should cancel? Here is Rebecca to help us with this sentence a little bit more.
Hey everyone, I know that today you're going to have a lot of fun. Why? Well, you get to learn something new in Use It. Today you're going to learn how to ask a question using Do you think that? For example, do you think that we should leave now? Or do you think that everyone is hungry? Friends, what are you going to do? You're going to go out and use it.
All right, friends, make sure to use it during the break, and we'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. So, what do you do? Do you keep an eye on the weather and decide later? Or do you wait until the last minute?
I guess it depends on the day and what activity I'm doing. Sometimes I plan really far in advance and I'm always checking the weather. Other times I just wait and see what happens.
Right, we all do this. And it's good to talk about it as well. Well, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
I guess we could plan another event in case the weather is bad.
And we could schedule our basketball game for another time.
Yes, but first we should ask the others what they want to do.
All right, I can do that. So, you'll keep checking the weather?
Yes, and I don't want to cancel. We can play rain or shine.
So our friends are planning something else, but they can still hang out just because it might rain and might have to cancel their plans to play basketball. They can still do other things together.
That's right. They can plan to do something else. Well, if they can't be outdoors because of the rain, maybe they can do something indoors.
Yes, they can schedule something else. Let's talk about what a schedule is.
Well, I have a schedule. It tells me what I do and when I do it. This is important because I need to keep track of what I'm doing with my friends. When do I have free time? And what do I need to do for work?
Right. And when you schedule something, it is the action. You make time for an event. Then you agree on the time and you write it in your schedule or calendar. Probably both.
Yes, they can schedule basketball for another time, but they can plan another event in case the weather is bad.
Oh, we have another good phrase here, in case. Let's practice. Hey, Peter, you will work late tonight. In case you are tired, what will you do?
I will have a coffee, just in case. That way I won't fall asleep. In case this week gets busy, please remember that we have a meeting on Friday.
Oh, I should write that down in case I forget.
See, friends, we use this phrase all the time. Practice now in case you don't have time later.
So our friends will plan another event in case the weather is bad. And they can schedule their basketball game for another time.
Yes. But first, they should ask the others what they want to do. They might have some other ideas.
That's fine. They can do that. And Alex can keep checking the weather.
Yes, he really does want to play.
Well, they can still play. Maybe they won't be playing basketball, but they can at least play something this weekend.
Yes, that's why he says they can play rain or shine. This is a phrase you can use, rain or shine. Let's have Jack explain it some more.
Matt 希望不论下雨还是晴天都照样打球。他说 ,We can play rain or shine. 句尾的 rain or shine 就是不论晴天或是雨天的意思。所以你可以说 ,He walks 2 miles every day, rain or shine. 他每天风雨无阻地都会走2英里的路。或者 ,Let's go camping, rain or shine. 不论晴雨我们都去露营吧。另外 ,rain or shine 可以无关天气引申表达无论如何的意思。比如 ,We'll finish the work tomorrow, rain or shine. 我们无论如何明天都会完成工作。或者 ,I will help you, rain or shine. 不论如何呢我一定会帮你的。以上都是片语 rain or shine 的用法。
Let's think of some fun things our friends can do instead of playing basketball outside.
Oh, when it rains, I love playing board games, and maybe they can watch a movie.
Ooh, that sounds great. I think they should do that. Maybe we can go too then.
And we can have popcorn. Let's make popcorn.
Oh, that's a great idea. It's a plan. Well, if they want to.
Let's forget about basketball. Anyway, we're out of time, and now it's time to look at our key words. Let's review them together now.
Here's our first key word for today. Event. Event. What event is planned for tonight?
Chance. Chance. There's a chance I can't go with you.
Cancel. Cancel. We have to cancel the party.
Schedule. Schedule. Let's schedule a lunch for next week.
In case. In case. Bring some water in case we get thirsty.Okay, friends, those are your key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review that lesson one more time together.
Alex, I'm excited to play basketball with the guys this weekend.
I am too, Matt. But have you checked the weather forecast?
I have. There's a good chance of rain on Saturday.
Do you think that we should...Cancel?
Not yet. We can keep an eye on the weather and decide later.
But let's not wait until the last minute.
I guess we could plan another event in case the weather is bad.
And we could schedule our basketball game for another time.
Yes, but first we should ask the others what they want to do.
All right. I can do that. So...You'll keep checking the weather?
Yes, and I don't want to cancel. We can play rain or shine.
James, don't forget about this afternoon.
What about this afternoon?
We're going to the park, remember?
Oh, I forgot. Let me check the weather forecast.
Okay.Well?
There's a good chance of rain.
A good chance?
Yes, we might need to cancel.
Cancel?
Yes, we can schedule another time to play.
But I want to play today.
But Ginger, it might rain.
Well, I want to play rain or shine.
But if it rains, we'll get wet.
We'll take umbrellas in case it rains.
Well...Okay.
Yay! Yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's file. Well, I'm supposed to go to a movie with friends this afternoon, but I think I'm catching a cold, So I'm going to ask them if we can go another time. I'll call them now.
Sometimes we make plans, but schedules change, or things happen that we don't expect. When this happens, we have to change our plans. For example, maybe you and your friends were planning to go on a bike ride today. But when you got up in the morning, it was raining hard. A bike ride in the rain isn't any fun. So you decide to postpone the ride. To postpone means to do something later, or to reschedule it for another time. To do that, you talk with your friends and decide on a new time to take a ride. You can say things like, I think we should reschedule, or let's postpone our ride, or can we try again tomorrow? People also need to postpone activities because they get sick. You don't want to go out with friends if you don't feel well. And you also don't want to make them sick. So when you're sick, first say you're sorry. Then you can ask to change plans. You could say, I'm sorry, I think I'm catching a cold. Can we go to lunch another day? People are usually okay about changing plans. They understand that things can change.
Yeah. Alright, sorry, I gotta go. Bye. Okay, my friends agree to see a movie another time. I'm glad. I wouldn't enjoy a movie much today. Instead, I'll look forward to seeing one with my friends next week. But thanks for visiting today. I'll see you next time, the next Jack's File.
You know, Peter, all of this talk about schedules and events and planning makes me think about a certain job. Can you guess?
Oh, we talked about it. Secretaries.
That's right. Secretaries do this kind of thing all the time. They help lots of people plan meetings and events. And then if the people can't come or they have to change the times, the secretary helps do all of that. It's a big job.
Yes, it's a useful occupation in the office. Well, friends, we learned a lot today. Great job, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.